Broadcasting from the Washington, D.C. studios of the National Right to Life Committee, this is Pro-Life Perspective, America's pro-life voice. And now, here's National Right to Life President and Pro-Life Perspective host, Carol Tobias.
There is perhaps no greater trauma for a woman than being raped. And if she conceives a child as a result, the standard pro-abortion argument calls upon her to compound the trauma of the rape by adding the trauma of an abortion. Many women who conceive, however, bravely turn the tragedy of rape into the triumph of life by giving their child life. Oftentimes, those children are placed for adoption, but they eventually find themselves in loving homes thanks to the bravery and sacrifice of their mothers. Such is the case for 100-year-old Minka Disbro. Writing from San Clemente, California, the Associated Press's Amy Taxon recently shared with the world Minka's story and that of her baby girl, Betty Jane, who was conceived in rape more than 8 decades ago. For most of her 100 years, Minka Disbro tried to find out what became of the precious baby girl she gave up for adoption after being raped as a teen, Taxon writes. The cruel act of violence bore in Disbro an enduring love for the child. She kept a black-and-white photograph of the baby bundled in blankets and tucked inside a basket. After she and a friend were raped one summer day in 1928, Disbro became pregnant. She ultimately ended up at a Lutheran home for pregnant girls, where she eventually gave birth to a baby girl she named Betty Jane. Knowing she couldn't bring the baby back to the farm, Disbro made the great sacrifice of placing her daughter for adoption. "I loved that baby so much. I wanted what was best," Disbro told AP. Though she never forgot the baby girl she let go and thought of her every year on her May 22nd birthday, Disbro's life continued. She married, worked as a dressmaker, silk saleswoman, and school cafeteria manager in cities spanning from Rhode Island to Minnesota and Northern California. Fast forward to 2006, when one summer day, Disbro's phone rang. On the other end was a man from Alabama. After both peppered the other with questions, the man finally asked Disbro if she would like to speak with Betty Jane. The man was Disbro's grandson, who had been helping his mother, who now went by Ruth, search for her biological parents so she would have a clearer picture of her medical history. As AP's Taxon wrote, she had been raised by a Norwegian pastor and his family and had gone on to marry and have 6 children, including the Alabama man, a teacher, and astronaut Mark Lee, a veteran of 4 space flights who has circled the world 517 times. On the phone with her biological daughter, Disbro was in disbelief. Her legs began to tremble. She couldn't understand how a naive dairy farm girl without an education could have such accomplished grandchildren. Shortly after, Ruth Lee and her son Brian flew to San Clemente to reunite with Disbro after more than 70 years. "It was just like we had never parted," Disbro said, "like you were with family all your life." In the years since, there have been trips back and forth giving Disbro the opportunity to meet her grandchildren and great-grandchildren. She has now started sharing her remarkable story with her church and community. Now 82, Ruth Lee remarked, "It has been such a surreal, amazing experience that I still think sometimes that I will wake up and it will just be a beautiful dream." Though Minka Disbrow's story isn't uncommon for victims of rape and their children, we rarely get to hear about them because it undermines the pro-abortion arguments in favor of unfettered access to abortion. Thankfully, however, there are more women like Minka Disbrow and Ruth Lee who are willing to push their story to the world, proving once again that life and love always win out in the end.
You've been listening to Pro-Life Perspective from National Right to Life, the nation's largest grassroots pro-life organization. For more information on today's episode and to get involved, visit our website at www.nrlc.org.